Today I'm talking with Luke Rakowski, founder of We Are Change. We Are Change is a social and political activist group which is redefining citizen journalism by asking politicians and newsmakers the questions that the controlled corporate media just won't ask. We Are Change also engages in social justice activism and charitable fundraising, including offering significant support to 9/11 first responders. Luke, it's an honor to talk with you today, and thank you for joining me on the Corbett Report.
Well, thank you for having me. Really appreciate it, brother. You're doing an excellent job. Just keep it up.
Thank you. Well, let's get straight to the heart of the matter. Tell people about what you're planning for the 7th anniversary of 9/11 in New York next week.
Well, this 7th anniversary here in New York City, we're planning on doing 3 days of events, fundraising events for sick and dying 9/11 first responders. We're going to be having movie showings, speaker symposiums, and also musical concerts by Talib Kweli, Dead Prez, Saigon, KRS-One, Channel Live. We're doing a lot of big things this year, and our main goal is to raise as much money as we can for the sick and dying 9/11 first responders. This year, the need is greater than ever. The further we get away from 9/11, more first responders are affected. Hundreds have died. Thousands are sick and dying as we speak. We even had a good friend, Greg Quibel, who was a first responder. He was a federal marshal, pass away actually last week. And we're doing it for him, we're doing it for his family, and all those other heroes who came to this country's need when we needed them most on 9/11.
Unfortunately, there are still people out there who aren't even aware of the plight of the 9/11 first responders. Can you tell us about what they're facing and some of the charities you're working with to get these heroes the medical treatment they deserve?
Sadly, a lot of people don't understand what's really happening with our 9/11 heroes. Many of the 50,000 9/11 heroes who came down to help during the rescue effort at Ground Zero were lied to by Christy Todd Whitman and the federal government and were told that the air was safe to breathe. The air was not safe to breathe. The government knowingly lied just to open up the stock market. And we know that from declassified documents that came out from the EPA, that they said that they knew the air was not safe to breathe. It was edited by the federal government to say it was safe to breathe so they could start making money at the stock exchange. And right now we have a situation where the federal government does not want to help our 9/11 heroes, because if they do support them and give them the proper medical care that they deserve, they're going to have to own up and admit that they lied to our 9/11 heroes. And that's why, if the federal government is not going to help those people in need, we are change, we are here, and we will do their job. We will help those in need, because that's what life's about. It's about helping others, doing the right thing, and being there for people who were there for us when we needed the most.
Tell us about some of the first responders you've gotten to know in your work with We Are Change.
I mean, there's so many amazing individuals that basically gave up everything to help save and rescue people. I just got off the phone with Mike McCormick, and he was there on 9/11 with the special rescue unit, and he was actually the gentleman that rescued the flag down at Ground Zero. And his medical history is just horrendous, what's been happening to him after 9/11. And the way he has been treated, the way he has been disrespected by our government, is just crazy. He's going to be here this year for our 7th anniversary. We're planning on having him down there at Ground Zero during the memorial services, calling out the names of all the first responders that passed away on 9/11. We're also asking people to bring candles out to Ground Zero this year so we could light a match and a candle for all those heroes who passed away after 9/11. And then, again, there's so many amazing individuals. And if you come to New York City and you're here, you get to meet, you get to hear them, and it's really a life-changing experience. It took me meeting these 9/11 heroes to understand that we have to do something to help them. And by meeting them, your life has a totally new revision, and totally has new life, and it makes you want to do the right thing.
Well, for those people who do have the chance to partake in that life-changing experience in New York next week, break down some of the events that are going on, where they're taking place, and how people can get tickets.
You can get tickets right now at 2008nowornever.com. All the tickets are sold there. You could also buy tickets at the door, of course. We're working on a movie show on Wednesday night where we're going to show Fabled Enemies and 9/11 Truth Rising. The next day we're going to have a huge action memorial service vigil down at Ground Zero on September 11th, where we're going to peacefully be there in respect for all those ones lost on 9/11. We're going to call out the names of all the first responders who passed away. We're going to light candles, and we're going to pay respect. And we're going to be silent, and we're going to have our Investigate 9/11 t-shirts on. After that, we're going to have another vigil at Judson Church, where you will get to hear all the family members speak, all the rescue workers speak. You will get to hear Cynthia McKinney, Green Party presidential candidate, speak. Daniel Sanjata, and other luminaries within this 9/11 Truth Movement. And then the big show is happening Friday, September 12th, at the Spotlight Live. We're doing a big event at Spotlight Live with Talib Kweli, KRS-One, Dead Prez, Saigon, Channel Live, and many big people within the hip-hop community who are now taking a stand for 9/11 Truth.
It sounds like an incredible event. Why did you choose to call it 2008 Now or Never?
We chose that because this is the last year that the Bush administration is in office. This is really the pinnacle of this 9/11 Truth movement. It's either right now or never. We stand up for this country and we do the right thing for it, and we stop the next false flag attack that may happen when the next president comes in. So it's about just, this is one of the last years that we really have a huge opportunity to take things back, to do the right thing. And 2008, it's already been 7 years. The further we get away, the harder it's going to be. But we need to make a stand right now, saying 7 years is long enough. We had enough. We're going to stand up for the truth. We don't care. We will be there on 9/11 at Ground Zero this year.
And what do you say to the people that believe that when the Bush administration goes away, these types of problems will also go away?
I don't believe these problems will go away. I mean, the Democrats, Republicans basically work together. They're a part of the same corporate elite agenda. You know, whether it's the Republican or Democrat, they always bring up softball issues, but they never deal with the real issues. Obama wants to spy on American citizens. He approved bills in Congress and in the Senate to spy on American citizens. He wants to continue the wars. He's aggressive against Iran and Russia. We know McCain wants a 100-year war, and this is just the same thing brought over and over again. Every election time, politicians bring up so many promises and they never keep them. Even when George H.W. Bush was running for president, he was speaking just like Obama, talked about change and change and all this, but look what happened. Change never happens. Change cannot happen from the top to the bottom. Change always happens from the bottom to the top, and we are here, we are change, we're going to create the change all the way from the bottom to the top.
It's interesting how the Obama campaign picked up on your name. Very interesting.
Yeah, it is very interesting. We had that name long before Obama started saying change and everything else. And it's more, the idea of We Are Change is more of uplifting and empowering everybody. Everybody becoming a part of this movement. Everybody believing in themselves, having power within themselves to do the right thing. But with Obama and his change, there really is no change because, again, he supports wars. He supports spying on American citizens. And it's not really change when you're looking up to one person and trying to get one person in office. You're not changing anything. You're supporting one other dictator that's going to run things just like they were usually. So it's about just believing in oneself, having power within oneself to do the right thing, and just moving forward in life.
Stepping back for a second, the anniversary of these horrific events is obviously a very solemn time. In your own words, why is it important for the 9/11 Truth Movement to gather together to mark the anniversary?
Because the whole world is watching. The whole world is going to be watching Ground Zero on 9/11. It's very important for us to be out there, send a strong message to the media, send a strong message to everybody out there that we are here, we are not leaving, we are never going to stop doing this. Every year it's a historic event, all the way from 2006 when we had thousands of people down there, from 2007 when we had thousands of people out there. We send out a strong message. We bring more people together than anybody. You know, this is where 9/11 happened. This is where we get family members, rescue workers to support our cause. This is where we start everything. We give out literally hundreds of thousands of flyers each anniversary to people for free. We give out thousands of DVDs for the people for free. We educate so many people. We have a huge impact here, and we show everybody that we are here, we are strong, and we are not going away anywhere.
It's definitely an exciting time, and I think people want to get involved with that. Is there any room for anyone to volunteer to help organize or participate in these events?
Yeah, we need all the help we could get, really. We don't get paid by anybody. We don't collect money from anybody. Sell footage. We give everything away, and we basically run on donations. We don't get money from any other groups, any other websites. We run by ourselves. We are an independently run organization that just supports ourselves. Anybody can volunteer. Anybody can help us organize. We need all the help we could get. Get in contact with us at 2008nowornever.com. We need a lot of help. The more volunteers, the better.
Awesome. And how about for the people who aren't in New York at this time and can't make it? Is there any way for those people to help support you guys in what you're doing?
Oh, definitely. Just promoting it, getting the word out there. Watching the live video feed. We're going to have live video feeds of everything happening on there, promoting it. And one also thing that we're planning on doing is having a big money bomb day on September 11th to give to the first responders so we could give them money to help them live and survive what they've been through. So get the word out about the Money Bomb. Give what you can. Just help us promote it and just do the right thing.
That's an awesome idea about the Money Bomb. Is that on the 2008 Now or Never site?
We're working on it right now. We're doing a lot of incredible things. We don't have a lot of people help us. We don't have a lot of money, but we're doing everything we can. And one beautiful thing is we have people from all walks of life, Asians, blacks, whites, Spanish people, males, females, Democrats, Republicans. Everybody's coming together on this, and nobody's getting paid a single cent. I'm not getting paid. Nobody's getting money, but we all believe in the cause, and that is helping out the heroes, getting out of the truth out there.
All right, this is very exciting. Finally, Luke, you've been an inspiration to many people with your activism and in founding a movement at such an early age. What advice would you give to others who are thinking about getting into this type of activism but don't know how best to make a difference?
We could all make a difference. We are all changed. We could do anything we want if we believe in it. And it's really just by empowering yourself, believing in yourself, that you could do anything. I started this organization when I pretty much lost everything and I didn't have anything. Lost one of my best friends, lost all the money that I had, and it takes nothing to do this. It just takes effort, heart, dedication, and courage to do this, and we could do anything. Life is short. You might as well live it on your feet instead of on your knees. I'd rather live than be around all this crap and not do nothing about it. It's about just going out there and doing it. Anybody could do anything as long as we believe in each other. Change can happen, and a lot of people who say, no, we can't do anything. The same thing people were telling Gandhi. The same thing people were telling Martin Luther King. We could do anything we want if we believe in it. We just have to believe in it and go for it.
Luke, fire up the websites one more time.
Again, the main website for 9/11 this year is 2008nowornever.com. We're going to do a money bomb on wearechange.org on September 11th. You can check out some of the live video feeds on there as well. So it's wearechange.org and 2008nowornever.com.
All right, well, from one info warrior to another, I salute you here at the Corbett Report, and keep doing what you're doing.
Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate your great work. Keep up the excellent work, and God bless you, brother.
All right, thank you.